ただいまよりリスニングテストを始めます。 A 回答紙のその2、49から65に回答してください。
This is a test of your listening ability. Listen to the recordings and select the best answer from choices A to D. Mark your answers from 49 to 65 on the answer sheet. There are two sections to the test, Section A and Section B. Section A has 10 questions. Section B has 3 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passage 3 has 3 questions. In both sections, you will hear the recordings only once. Mark your answer as soon as each recording has finished. You will have about 10 seconds to answer each question. You are encouraged to make notes on the question paper as you listen. Section A. In Section A, you will hear 10 dialogues. For each one, choose the best answer to the question you hear. Listen to the following example.
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon? The correct answer is C. Now we will begin the test. Dialogue 1.
Where would you like to go for dinner tonight?
Well, there's the Indonesian restaurant. That's always good. There's also the Mexican restaurant next to the station.
Or what about the Turkish restaurant?
That's a nice place. Only I went there last week with friends.
Ah, in that case, why don't we go to the Italian restaurant? They've got great food, and the prices are quite reasonable.
I'm a bit tired. Can't we eat at the restaurant next to the station? Then we don't have to walk too far to catch the train home.
Okay, that sounds good.
Question 49. Where will the man and woman go for dinner tonight? Dialogue 2.
Hi, Marie. I was absent from Professor Romano's class on Monday. Did I miss anything important?
Yeah, she said we have to submit our reports by Thursday.
Really? The last time they were due on Friday.
Not this time. She's leaving for a conference on Friday and said that she wants them on Thursday.
If I'm going to meet the deadline tomorrow, I'll have to finish it tonight.
Question 50. On what day is the conversation taking place? Dialogue 3.
Sally, I hear that you come from a musical family.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. My father plays the piano, and so does my mother. He also plays the guitar. One of my uncles taught my brother how to play the drums. I originally started out playing the recorder, but I switched to the guitar instead.
Wow! You guys could start your own band.
Yeah, we could.
Question 51. What instrument does the woman's mother play? Dialogue 4.
Sarah, I'm just going out to the supermarket. We're out of iced tea, and I want to get some. Do you need anything?
Just some milk would be good. I finished the last bit with my coffee this morning.
We still have some cream left if you can make do with that.
No, you know I don't like cream in my coffee.
Okay, well, I should be back in 30 minutes.
Thanks.
Question 52. What does the woman want from the supermarket? Dialogue 5.
University Sports Center.
Hi. I'd like to book 2 badminton courts for this Saturday afternoon from 12 p.m. to 1.
I don't think we have anything at that time. Saturday afternoons are usually very busy. Let me see. No, nothing at that time, but we do have 2 courts available from 3 p.m. to 4.
Are there any other times when 2 courts are available?
Well, there are 2 free from 8 p.m., and you can play until 10.
No, that's much too late.
If you're willing to settle for a single court, you can get one any time except between 4 to 6 p.m., when they're all booked by the badminton club.
No, we need 2 courts. Okay, put me down for the earliest time you have available then.
Question 53. What time is the man's reservation? Dialogue 6.
Jack, did you remember to mail Dad's birthday present today? Was it expensive to send it?
A little. Economy mail would have only cost $4.75, but it wouldn't have arrived on time.
So what did you do?
Well, the post office suggested express, air, or surface mail instead. Express was $32.75, air $14.25, and surface $7.50.
I hope you didn't send it by express.
No, I went with surface. That should be good enough to get the present there in time for his birthday.
Question 54. How much did it cost the man to mail the birthday present? Dialogue 7.
I'm not sure which t-shirt to wear to the party tomorrow night. I kind of like the green one, but I think it's too bright.
I agree. Why not wear the red one? That looks good on you.
Thanks. I'll do that. Oh, but it's in the wash. How about the blue one? I haven't worn it anywhere yet.
That's a good idea. And it matches your jeans.
Ah, but I'm wearing my black pants to the party.
Well, it'll still look good with them.
Okay. And I get to show my friends my new t-shirt.
Question 55. Which color t-shirt will the man wear to the party tomorrow night? Dialogue 8.
Hey, Mom. Could you wake me up tomorrow morning, please? I have club before class.
Sure. What time do you have to be at school?
By 7:30. So could you wake me at 6:30?
That won't give you enough time to get ready, will it? And you left your bicycle at school this afternoon, so you'll have to walk to school tomorrow morning.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay. I suppose you'd better make it 6 o'clock.
No, you'll need 2 hours to get ready and get to school.
Mom, that's way too early. I don't want to get up at 5:30.
Well, that's too bad, because that's the time I'm waking you up.
Question 56. What time will the woman wake her son for school? Dialogue 9.
Thank you for calling Washington Waterworks. If you are calling to start or stop your water service, press 1. To report a problem with your water supply, press 2. If you have questions about your water bill, press 3. If you'd like to have us test the quality of your water, press 4. For all other inquiries, press 5.
Question 57. Which number should you press if you have been charged too much for water? Dialogue 10.
Welcome to City Arena for tonight's basketball game. If you have tickets for tonight's game, please note the following. If your ticket number begins with the number 1, go to the north gate. If it begins with a 2, go to the east gate. If your ticket begins with the number 3, you should enter at the south gate. For those of you who have tickets beginning with the number 4, please go to the west gate of the arena. Those who need to purchase tickets can buy them at the same gate.
Question 58. Where can people buy tickets for the basketball game? Section B. In Section B, you will hear three passages. Passages 1 and 2 have two questions each, and passage 3 has three questions. All the questions are printed in the test booklet. Mark your answers on the answer sheet as soon as each recording has finished. Passage 1.
That's all the news from International News Network Japan. Here is Mary Kay with the weather.
Thank you, John. Let's start with today's weather. Tokyo had a high of 23 degrees, making for a beautiful Sunday. Osaka's high was only 20 degrees, with cloudy skies accounting for the slightly lower temperature. Nagoya's high temperature for today was 24. Kyoto had unusually warm weather and reached a high of 22 degrees. Now let's look at the forecast for the rest of the week, starting with the Tokyo area. Monday should again show sunny skies, but clouds will move in on Tuesday, bringing rain, but probably no snow. In Nagoya, the clouds that started moving in late this afternoon will cause rain, turning to snow on Thursday, when the low temperature will be 0 degrees. Kyoto, which experienced unusually warm weather today, will have lower than average temperatures all week due to clouds and rain, but no snow. Osaka will continue its low temperatures as clouds will deliver unusual amounts of rain throughout the week. That's all for the weather.
Passage 2.
Now it's time on the program for our weekly chat with our fashion correspondent, Victoria Edwards. Good morning, Victoria, and where are you calling in from today?
Good morning from Paris, everyone. I just arrived last night after a busy week in Barcelona covering the new spring fashion show.
How exciting! I'm sure our listeners are all jealous of your travels. Where are you heading after Paris?
I'll be here for another few days, and then I'll be going back to London for a quick visit before finally going home to New York next week.
That sounds pretty busy. Glad you still have time to answer a question for our listeners every week. Today's question comes by email from Judy in New Orleans, who wonders why women's blouses have buttons on the left side while men's shirts have buttons on the right side.
Ah, a good question. Well, many people used to say that only rich women wore blouses with the buttons on the left side so that their servants could help them get dressed. This, however, can't be true, as buttons were actually only first put on women's clothes around 1860, when very few women had servants.
If that's not true, what is?
Well, I agree with fashion historians that the actual reason buttons were put on the left side was to help women feed their babies more easily. But there are a number of other explanations that people have come up with over the years that are kind of interesting. One is that putting buttons on the left side was done to distinguish women's blouses from men's shirts. Another is that clothing companies wanted to discourage women from buying men's shirts, which tended to be cheaper than blouses. While these explanations might sound possible, both have been proven to be wrong.
Well, that settles it, I guess. Thanks for your question, Judy. Unfortunately, that is all we have time for today. But tune in next week to hear Victoria answer another fashion-related question.
Passage 3.
Hello, this is Wally at Rolling Wheels Bicycle Shop. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Janet Johnson. I'm calling about my bicycle. I brought it in on Monday for repairs and was told it would be ready by Wednesday. And now it's Friday and I still haven't heard from you. I need it this Sunday because I'm supposed to go riding.
I'm very sorry for the delay. I was just about to call you. We had to wait for your new bicycle seat to arrive from our supplier. It took longer than we thought. We've already put on a new chain and a new set of gears, and we're just about to change your bicycle seat. By the way, we also noticed that your tires are quite worn. Would you like us to fit a new set?
I was wondering about that. How much does a new set cost?
That depends. A pair of road tires are $45, and a pair of trail tires are $55. We have both in stock.
If I buy some tires, how much will my bill be?
One moment, please. Let's see. The new chain and the new set of gears come to $100, and the seat is $65, so your total is now $165. With a set of road tires, the total would be $210, and with trail tires, it would be $220.
That's a bit more than I can afford at the moment. I'll buy some tires next month.
Fine. We'll add the seat to your bicycle right away. It'll be ready in 1 hour's time.
Great. I'll come by early this evening to pick it up.
This is the end of the listening test.